Will he take him on? He looks at Rivers and he says, "You're a little old. I'm young and I'm sneaky." Around one, Ames lets it rip. Strikes at two. Michael Walters wins the game for the Dockers.
Off the ground for Pavlich. Look at the celebration.
This to send them into a home preliminary.
Welcome back to the Talking Freo podcast, the podcast where we discuss all the latest Freo news and updates.
In today's episode, we'll be discussing how the coronavirus could affect the AFL season.
It's well and truly the Rona season, isn't it, Harry?
Definitely the Rona season.
We also have some questions later on from our Instagram fans that we'll be answering. Harry, also heard we've had some merch drop.
Yes, we've had some Barramundi shirts made. You can find them on our Instagram bio and podcast bio.
And make sure to use the discount code TALKINGFREOPODCAST for 10% off your order. So the coronavirus is well upon us, Harry. Can you just expand a little bit more on that?
Yeah, well, the cases in Australia is rising quite rapidly, and the AFL has decided to put round one behind closed doors. And they said for the foreseeable future, the AFL will be behind closed doors as well. So they're going to take it week by week if we crowds are allowed to go to the game, but it should be something to keep an eye on for the next month or two.
Well, it's not looking likely for, at least the next month or two, because I think they're even talking about shutting schools down, so that's not good. What does that mean for members and fans?
Well, the AFL clubs have already started discussing what compensation they could give for members if they can't attend the game due to the coronavirus. And other fans just will be very disappointed about not being able to go to the games. It's obviously a bit annoying, but it's understandable at the same time. Obviously, they're trying to look at people's health. But fans will probably outrage if this goes on for a long time.
My theory for members, instead of giving members a full refund for this season, I think what they would likely do if members weren't allowed to go to any games would just be to roll over the membership for 2021 and just keep it from there.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think they should maybe like send an email out with like a yes or no, are you going to be a member next year? If you're going to be a member next year, they'll just roll your money onto next year. If you say, I don't want to be a member anymore, they just get a complete refund of your membership.
Another concern people are having is that all games might not be televised and they might have to get a streaming service such as Foxtel or KO, but they're worried that all the games that they would want to watch might not be on free to air. So do you think something might be sorted out from Seven?
Well, there's two sides of the argument for every game to be streamed for everyone. Obviously, Channel 7 get 3 or 4 games every weekend, and everyone should be able to watch every game of footy if they can't go to the games. But Fox and KO members might be a bit upset as they're paying for the games they get to watch, while people on 7 get every game for free.
I agree with that. And so what does this mean for the AFL as a competition? What is the economic consequences from this virus?
Well, obviously the AFL will lose quite a bit of money this year. They can't get fans to the games, as obviously that brings in a lot of money for the AFL as a whole. So if they can't get crowds to games, they'll lose quite a bit of money, but it won't stop the AFL from happening. They'll be able to recover in future years, I reckon.
So many people are asking, will this season be cancelled altogether? I don't think it will. I think that it is most likely just to be played behind closed doors, unless something like if a player gets COVID-19 or gets tested positive for that virus.
Yeah, if a player gets the virus, I reckon they'll suspend the season for 2 to 4 weeks, just put it back a bit, and then they'll try use bye rounds and try play 2 or 3 games over a 4-week period or something instead of only 2.
Yeah, they were thinking of trying to make teams play twice a week for a few weeks to compress the season to get all the games done. I don't know if that's a great idea. I think injuries might
They also said that they might do a mini draft, add more players to the list and add to the interchange to reduce injuries. But it's obviously very risky playing two games of footy every weekend or week.
So on Monday, last Monday, Sam Swiekowski, the Fremantle, or it was rumoured to be Sam Swiekowski, he got tested for coronavirus. It was very hyped up by the media. Ended up returning a negative result. But what did you think about that?
Oh, it was obviously they were just taking precautions. I never thought it was anything. I never thought he would actually have it if it was Sam Swiekowski. It was just precaution to make sure the players are safe and that if he did have it, the Dockers would have to go self-isolate.
Okay, let's get on to some questions from our Instagram fans now. So first one comes in from Hawthorne Zone and it says Flag Dockers 2020.
Definitely. That's a great comment there. We're on the Frio train for 2020.
Flag mantle.
Yeah, we're gonna win the AFLW and then we're gonna go win the AFL afterwards.
We're the only team this decade who hasn't lost a game.
Yeah, we are 7-0, most successful team of the decade.
Okay, next one again from Hawthorne Zone. When do you see Fremantle climbing into the top eight?
I mean, it is a possibility this year. Don't know if it will happen this year, but next few years we'll definitely start pushing for the eight.
I think it was in the season launch where Fife said, well, why can't we make the eight? And I think everyone agrees with him, like, well, why can't we?
Exactly. Yeah, there's definitely a chance. Anything's possible, so.
Especially with this weird season.
Yeah, it's going to be a very weird season.
We're looking forward to getting our back six back. We started training with the main group earlier on in the week.
Yeah, Alex Pearce back in the main group, so it should be something interesting.
Giro started doing some warm-ups. Mundy is back with the main training group, so we should have them pretty much all back by around six at the latest. Next one from Max Hansen. Do you reckon the whole AFL season will eventually get cancelled?
No, I don't think the AFL season will get cancelled unless a load of players get COVID-19. It's definitely very unlikely the season gets cancelled. More likely that games get played behind doors, or the season gets suspended, maybe.
Okay. Our last question from Memes About Fremantle, supporter of the podcast. Do you think the no crowds will affect our membership?
Yeah, it'll definitely affect our memberships a little bit. Obviously, people will be like, oh, maybe who are thinking about getting a membership won't get one now because obviously they can't go to the games, so there's no point getting them. So it'll definitely affect our memberships over the season.
I think we'll bounce back, though, relatively quickly after this whole pandemic has gone away. So
yeah, in the next month or two, I reckon we'll start bouncing back and with the memberships.
We are very loyal supporters. I think we've got around 50,000 members now, which is, as Simon Gallagher, CEO, said, very surprising considering our performance over the last 4 years.
Yeah, it's definitely, after the last 4 years, obviously have 50,000 or close to 50,000 members is very impressive.
So the team sheets for the game against the Bombers are set to release on Thursday night. So what we're going to do is we're just going to give a surprise selection. So what's yours?
Well, I've actually got two, man. I've got two. The first one is that someone's going to miss out for Travis Collier. I think Travis Collier could play on the wing this weekend after what he did against West Coast.
You reckon he's going to get a game?
Yeah, after what he produced in the second game of the March series, I reckon he's a chance.
Gave us a lot of run and carry, didn't he?
Yeah, he was very speedy, showed a speed that we traded for him.
Okay, who's your second?
My second one is potentially, this one's probably less likely than the other one, that Tobe Watson gets a game round one.
Tobe.
After the injuries in our backline.
So my surprise selection is Tom North, big body midfield, debuts round one.
Do you reckon that's because Blake Akers is injured? Do you reckon that's why?
Yeah, I think we need a big body mid there as well. But I think because in the March series, James Ace was playing in the middle. Obviously, Stephen Hill got injured, so I think Ace might go down in the back line. He's been playing there for the last year under Justin Longmuir as their defensive coach anyway. So yeah, I think that's... that could happen.
The other thing is Connor Blakely, does he come back in the squad for you after being rested or dropped or managed? We don't know what.
I think he does. I think he's just too good to just leave out. But yeah, what about you? Where do you think he'll play?
I think he could play a bit of half back with the injuries we've got, and he could potentially go into the middle as well. He's someone who can actually go everywhere around the ground where he's needed.
One more thing. Do you think that Sam Sturt will get a game this week?
I think he could potentially get a game. He showed a lot of potential leading out of the square.
Yeah,
so he could be that player that starts in the square, the goal square at the centre bounce.
So where do you think McCarthy will play?
I think McCarthy will get a game. I think he'll play mostly forward, but could go on the wing at times.
Getting a bit darty up in the forward line then, won't it?
Yeah, well, we'll be reviewing these predictions when the team sheets come out Thursday night.
So thanks guys for listening to the Talking Frio podcast. That's all the time we have for today.
Make sure you go follow us on Instagram, talking_Frio. Also make sure you go check out our merch, which will be on our Instagram bio and podcast bio.
We also have made a YouTube channel, haven't we, Harry?
Yes, we have made a YouTube channel. We'll put the link in our Instagram bio.
So on that, we're going to be doing some away game live streams. We'll watch the game and commentate it, what we think of the game, and some match day vlogs. I think the first video is going to be coming out about Wednesday, depending if school gets cancelled or not. But if not, it'll be Friday with along the new podcast about the team selections for the first game of the season, round one, against the Bombers.
We're also about to set up a tipping comp on our Instagram, so make sure you go check that out. And if you win the tipping comp, you'll get a free shirt
of your choice.
So it's time to test yourself against the Talking Frio boys in the tipping comp. Make sure you go follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and the podcast listening site of your choice. Also, remember the merch code, Talking Frio Podcast.
See you next week, guys, and go Frio.